It is time for our weekly commentary with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we talk about the markets here on a Friday. And Roy, was a busy week last week. We didn't get you on, and then we were going to try on Monday, and that didn't happen either. So, you know, what have you been doing with yourself for the last 2 weeks?
Well, I didn't get to take part in the antique tractor ride, I'm sorry to say. I do have a couple of antique tractors, and I do drive them around once in a while, but I don't think I trust them going 100 miles, so I stayed at home last week, and I guess the thing we've been doing is watching the weather. We've certainly had a lot of variation in the weather. We've had hard rains and easy rains and warm and cold and a little bit of everything. Fortunately, we haven't had any hail here where I farm, but I did lose a tree yesterday, which surprised me a little bit, so never a dull moment.
And I wonder, you know, that variability in the weather, if that isn't, you know, if we're still transitioning out of La Nina through this summer season, because that's something that our state climatologist, Al Dutcher, said we're going to have a lot of, is because we're right in the middle, equal chances of above normal precip, equal chances of below normal precip, equal chances of above normal temperature, equal chances of below normal temperature. We pretty much hit it all, huh?
We have, and, you know, fortunately, we here in the eastern part of Cass County, we haven't had too much real heavy rain. The Missouri River is at record flood stage, but that's from somebody else's rain, unfortunately, and or maybe I should say fortunately, because the upland crops around here look really good. Everything was planted on time. The corn is growing like crazy. The soybeans are the 15-inch row beans. Some places are almost a canopy, and it's just been a kind of a crazy spring, actually, and you have to wonder how much effect that's going to have on the crop yields.
Now, you mentioned the Missouri River flooding. How has that affected you and your operation so far?
Well, for many, many years, I farmed 250 acres down on the Missouri River bottom, and when I retired, I cut back to just what Sharon and I own, which is 33 acres, and one end of that is a field that's pretty low-lying, and it is completely underwater, has been and probably will be the rest of the summer. The other field, the water is just right to the edge of it, and the water went down a little bit yesterday, but they're saying it's supposed to go up now. The engineers are going to release some more from Gavin's Point, and if that happens, why, that upper bottom is probably going to be flooded also. Hopefully not the whole thing.
Now, let's kind of look at the markets here the past couple of weeks. Like I say, we haven't talked to you for here a couple of weeks, but we have seen kind of a general commodity sell-off here in the last couple of weeks.
We really have. It's been an interesting market to watch, because normally you think of the soybean market as the wild commodity of the group when you're talking grains. Certainly, soybeans have a history of having more volatility than corn or wheat, but that hasn't been the case this spring. The corn has had a much stronger ride up, and now that it's on the other side, it has come down a lot faster. The soybean market is kind of held in a fairly wide trading range for several months. So, you know, I don't know what to make of that, to be honest with you, except that seems like the big players have got to play around with something, and this particular year they decided to do it with the corn market.
Sure. How about basis? We were talking about this before, and you know, there's been some talk about how the flooding would potentially affect local basis, but that hasn't moved a whole lot recently, has it?
It hasn't. The corn basis has just been on a gradual uptrend, and we've got corn here at Midwest Co-op in Cass County bid 27 under July futures, which is a really good basis. It's certainly the best it's been in a long time. And normally when you see these fluctuations and this tremendous volatility, you see the basis widen out as the elevator managers try to protect themselves. But that hasn't been happening this year. On the other hand, the soybean basis has had a lot more variability, and as we were looking yesterday at the bid sheets, boy, yesterday the basis narrowed up dramatically on cash beans here in Cass County, and I haven't been able to ascertain why, but basis on soybeans got extremely good there for a while, and then backed off considerably, like 22 cents.
Now, are we to this point, at that point in the year where, you know, generally grains start their downtrend into the harvest season?
Well, if you look at the long-term charts, both corn and beans normally put in a high. I shouldn't say normally. I should say a lot of times put in a high the last week in June. But that high is based on weather issues, and it's very difficult to predict. And sometimes it'll be in, a lot of times it'll be in July. Sometimes it's as late as August. So we're in that time of year, and it's a frustrating and agonizing time because there's so many dollars at stake, and it's just real hard to predict when those highs are going to come.
So if that's the general trend, Roy, what should we be doing with our marketing plans from here on out?
Well, I guess my situation is that if you got old crop corn, old crop beans, on strength days of strength, make some sales, even though with corn we're $1.50 off the high. There's going to be some rebound, and we saw a little bit of that yesterday. The nearby corn contract actually closed higher after the experts predicted that we could challenge the low at 45 down. It started out at 30 down and ended the day a few pennies higher. So as far as new crop, I'd look at the new crop soybeans and say, wow, that price is pretty good for new crop soybeans. The bid now is still over $12. I might think about selling some new crop beans. I'm not sure I'm crazy about selling new crop corn under $6 a bushel for a while yet, because I just think that the new crop needs to catch up with the old crop, and prefer to have that happen before I make sales.
One last thing I wanted to ask you about. Next week we get acreage report and grain stocks. You know, historically, has that been a mover, Roy?
A lot of times it is, and the market is eagerly awaiting those reports because of the tight situation. And I guess the other thing I would mention, that the 1st of July, a lot of times it's a key turning point in these grain markets. I like to have all my old crop grain price by the 1st of July. I call it the drop-dead date, because I like to see the market going up into the 1st of July, and hopefully the action yesterday will be the kickoff to a nice rebound, and we can get some more sales made before that July 1st deadline.
For folks that would like more information from you, there are several ways they can get that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address. SoyRoy.com, my website.
Well, we'll put a comma here, Roy. Thanks for the information. We'll talk to you again next week.
I'll look forward to it.
Thank you much. Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.